How should I start this off? Two blunts on the shelf. That's when the telephone rang, so I jumped up to answer it. It was my girl, she said I think we'd have to cancel it. She had to take a little son up to the doctor. I was mad as hell, but then suddenly I had got the wildest idea. I thought I must be a jerk, but then I took a second thought and said I know it'll work. I called up my other girl and she said I'm free. I said the crib is empty, baby, so how about you and me? She said you need to be right over, cause I don't want you to be alone. And she was knocking at the door before I hung up the phone. She came in, got some gin, went to the bathroom to change, and I was thinking of another plan that I could. All of a sudden, beep, 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 my beeper was beep. Then when the number popped up, I said, she's supposed to be asleep. It was my playmate from Queens, I knew she'd be there soon. I said, damn, it's about that time because it's a full moon. But then my girl came down the stairs, so I had to step away. Cause she was dressed up in a skimpy, see-through negligee. I got undressed in a hurry, and all was well. She said, I'm ready for you to teach me about the AOL. And for those of you who don't know what it stands for, you're mistaken. Cause everybody knows about the art of lovemaking. I won't get into details because I'll be here all day. Besides, she only had a couple of hours that she could stay. She put her headphones on her ears and knew she couldn't hear Jack. That's when I heard her voice scream out, great, you need to come back. I said, just wait a minute, baby, how could I forget you? She said, don't take too long, cause I'ma come out of here to get you. So I took the other girlie down into the basement. Somehow I knew that there would be another replacement. She gave the great unique a striptease, Zach. I said, I'll be with you in a second, just sit back and relax. But like halfway up the stairs, the doorbell rang again. This time